USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is considering a plan to redirect helicopters and other military equipment once allocated for the now-defunct Afghan military to Ukraine to help quickly reinforce its defenses amid a buildup of Russian troops near its border. The Omicron variant of COVID-19 is now in 39 states and 75 countries. Center for Disease Control Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky describes how it will affect the U.S. going forward.
Omicron is increasing rapidly, and we expect it to become the dominant strain in the United States, as it has in other countries in the coming weeks.
Dr. Walensky saying there's evidence COVID-19 vaccines can make Omicron cases milder or even asymptomatic. The Biden administration saying they will double down on masking, vaccines, and testing. USA Radio News.
Thank you!
Thank you.
That's just a few of the Track Grabber owners saying thank you. Track Grabber is a unique and simple tool to add extreme traction to your car or truck when you need it. The Track Grabber patented extreme traction kit includes a mounting strap and traction blocks tough enough to lift you out of almost anywhere. Track Grabber Extreme Traction has long been the secret of the U.S. Border Patrol, the Department of Justice, the South Dakota Highway Patrol, and many more. Now, they're available to you. Be the hero this year. Give the gift of rescue. Skip the stuck. Don't have your loved ones waiting for help. Track Grabber installs as easily as a jumper cable. In minutes, you'll have the extreme traction to get on stable ground. All the details are at trackgrabber.com. That's TRACGRABBER.com. That's trackgrabber.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR for 20% off. Flies are limited. Trackgrabber.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR.
Schools are taking precautions over a TikTok violence threat.
The social media platform President Trump tried to ban from the United States is now responsible for school closures and heightened alerts across the United States. President Trump in the summer of 2020.
We're looking at TikTok. We may be banning TikTok. We may be doing some other things. There are a couple of options. But a lot of things are happening, so we'll see what happens.
TikTokers are encouraging followers to make shooting and bomb threats against their schools today. TikTok is a monitored product of the communist Chinese government. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
77 are dead following powerful tornadoes in Kentucky. Governor Andy Beshear adding there's just one person missing. Beshear explaining Kentucky is going through a lot right now, but it isn't defeated or broken. President Biden visiting Kentucky on Wednesday and saying the feds will be there to help as long as needed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem is introducing a bill that would ban transgender women and girls from participating in female sports. This comes after complaints that male-to-female transgender individuals competing in women's sports is unfair. Governor Noem appearing on Fox and Friends and explains why she agrees.
There are very physical differences between males and females, and that is one of the issues that we're talking about is the biological differences and making sure that we're protecting girls' sports so that girls have a level playing field, they have the opportunity to be successful.
Several other states have tried to pass similar legislation, which sparked protests from LGBTQ activists saying transgender women deserve the same basic rights. Scottsdale, Arizona police and federal agents announced on Thursday they seized nearly 1.7 million fentanyl pills, making it the largest drug bust in the state. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich warns that's just one portion of the drugs they've seized this year.
We are literally seeing millions of fentanyl pills flooding into our border. We're seeing a record amount of methamphetamine coming across our state lines, and this is basically going to be distributed throughout the United States.
An advocacy group estimates over 41,000 Americans died from fentanyl overdoses this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.